You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson online at klqpfm.com. Congratulations going out to the Lac Parle Valley graduating class of 2022. Here on Q92, our coverage of graduation ceremonies this year brought to you by Appleton Dental Care, Tofty Auto Sales, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Appleton Oil Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Prairie Sun Bank of Milan, Marietta, and Appleton, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Farmers and Merchant State Bank, Myers Electric, Ludwig's and Tiling. Commencement coverage brought to you by Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance Company of Appleton, Whitnable Construction, Sowearable Designs Incorporated, Appleton Chamber of Commerce, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, State Farm Insurance, Nate Vandervelde, Appleton, Dove Ag Services, Heather Floral and Nursery, Lac Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Appleton Building Center. Coverage of commencement exercises at Lac Parle Valley this year also brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison, the Western Guard, Northern Plains Tiling, Zarbach Funeral Home, Madison Beauty Salon, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Madison Bottling, REC, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light & Power Association, Brian Tebben Farm Bureau, Madison Dental Clinic, Dr. Brandon Elstead, Madison Healthcare Services, Schulke Electric, Thole Electric, Rusty Duck & Dawson, Cargill, United Prairie Bank, Madison Area Chamber of Commerce, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, and the United Prairie Agency. Thanks for joining us for commencement coverage here on Q92 for 2022.
Thank you. At this time, we ask that you stand as you may and remove your headgear as the Lackawanna Valley High School Band, directed by Mrs. Nicole Markworth, plays the Star Spangled Banner. Good afternoon, and I'd like to welcome you all to the Lackawanna Valley commencement for the class of 2022. This is a very special day for the 51 young men and women sitting before us today, and of course you, their family, friends, teachers, and community members. Thank you to everyone for coming to celebrate with us today. Now for our first formal welcome will come from Riley Swatsky. Riley is the daughter of Scott and Andrea Swatsky. She has one brother, Carson, and one sister, Maya. Throughout her years at Lackawanna Valley, she has been involved in volleyball, dance, softball, NHS, concert choir, asset builders, Agapes, and the musical. After high school, Riley plans to attend Southwest Minnesota State University and will major in elementary education. Ladies and gentlemen, Riley Swatsky.
Welcome to the graduation ceremony of the class of 2022. We are all so thankful to share this day with you. This class is truly something special. Together, we have experienced some of the craziest memories that we will all cherish forever. Those memories and experiences have shaped us into who we are today and molded us into the people we will be in the future. Let's take a walk down memory lane, shall we? The kindergarten circus with Mrs. Strand and Mrs. Swatsky, Braden, Hayden, and Landon Kranz as the three elephants. Please, tell me how they did this. How did they plan it so well, honestly? The cousins as elephants? Truly iconic. Addison Molden as the little bunny who screamed when the cardboard swords went into the box. Best acting ever. Right now, I would like to acknowledge one of my favorite teachers in elementary school that is no longer with us today, Miss Arneson. She was one of the sweetest ladies I have ever met in my life. I still remember her saying 30 lashes spaghetti noodles just to get our attention. So weird, but it worked. Caden Alfress, I still can't believe you don't smell like trash for how many times Mr. R put you in the garbage can. Everyone who had Mr. R, I'm sure, still remembers their nickname to this day. Once we entered fifth grade, I believe we were all informed of a new vocabulary. Thank you, Dane, for teaching all of us Appleton kids what swearing was. As we moved through fifth grade, snow forts were ruined and King of the Hill was banned from the playground. I would like to take a moment to give a shout out to Mr. White. I'm not sure if he's here, but on behalf of the senior class, I would like to thank you for being a first-year teacher. In fifth grade, Mr. White was our math teacher. He wasn't quite sure how to manage our class, so he came up with a stick system. You had three popsicle sticks, And if you kept your popsicle sticks by the end of the week, you got a prize. Mr. White decided he would come up with a floating A. If you stapled this little coupon to your assignment, you got an automatic A without even doing it. You can imagine how quiet I got in his class when I found out I would never have to do an assignment if I got a floating A. Long story short, thank you, Mr. White, for not noticing that I was just taking them off old assignments and restapling them to new ones. Once seventh grade came along, our lives strictly revolved around sports clubs and regular clubs and who had the newest iPhone. In eighth grade art class, there may or may not have been some questionable emoji paper mache making. I'll leave it at that. If you know, you know. This class is known for group chat. Mason and Brayden, what shooting were we talking about? Oh yeah, that's right, you had to explain it to the cops. March of 2020 was time to mask up. For the first half of junior year, most memories were made on our Chromebook. College algebra with Mr. Biergon was truly elite. I still have a video of him doing a cartwheel in the classroom on my Chromebook, just trying to keep us engaged. I truly have never seen a teacher get more emotional about our class than Mr. Clemenson. On our last day with him as juniors, he told us how much he would miss us. He then proceeded to cry. He told us not to tell anyone, but I thought it would be pretty iconic to tell everyone at graduation. Don't worry, Clem. Don't be embarrassed. It'll be a memory we will never forget. Senior year has been full of memories, from watching Riggs and Stender shotgunning Sundrop, to watching Mr. Lowry run down the hallway to solve a quarrel after lunch, and most importantly, watching Hayden pound out push-ups during football games. This year, I recorded a commercial with Julie Asfeld. The words she chose to describe our school were perfect describing words for our class. The first word was talented. Each student in this class has their own niche, their own talent. Amaya Henry is great at speech. Peyton Sherwood can play the drums like no other. And Mason Bramer is good at surviving with no sleep. We all have our own talents. The next word was smart. Our class is full of intelligent kids. We know who they are. They broke the curve in Mr. Benson's class every single test. Seriously, you guys couldn't have taken one for the team to give us a few extra points? The next word is athletic. The athletic achievements of this class are simply astounding. Taylor Kittleson made her 1,000 set assists this season. Sarah Halverson is a state champion in golf. Avery Whitnabel pitched a perfect game. Haley Coyle and I placed top three in the state since we were eighth graders. And Hayden Kranz hit a buzzer-beater three-pointer and jumped into the crowd with the most excitement I've ever seen. The final word to describe our class is proud. We are proud to say we attend La Crosse Valley High School, and we've enjoyed our journey together since day one. We will forever be the class of 2022. The memories that we have made are just the journey that is yet to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Riley. Our first student address will come from Amaya Henry. Amaya is the daughter of Katrina Henry. While at Lackawanna Valley, she has been involved in concert band, jazz band, yes team, speech, theater, and one act. After high school, Amaya plans to attend the University of Minnesota Morris, and her major is in sociology. She plans to further her education at a graduate school or law school. Ladies and gentlemen, Amaya Henry.
Hello, everyone. Much like Riley did, I'd like to take us down a quick tour of memory lane. We'll start by saying that our fifth grade orientation was 7 years ago, led by none other than Mr. Swatsky. Mr. Swatsky gave us a tour of this giant school that most of us had never even been in before. It was nerve-wracking. How were we supposed to find any of our classes in these giant hallways? And then we had our first day, and we realized that getting lost in the school was not our biggest threat. It was running into those giant, scary monsters in the hallway. Sorry, I mean the high schoolers. But somehow, we managed to find our way. And pretty soon, recess and AR points became a thing of the past, and we made our way through junior high. Now, I don't remember much about junior high, except when Mason Bramer got stung by that bee. Thank you, Mason, for that. That definitely gave us something to talk about for a while. I hope you don't have any more run-ins with bees down in Arkansas. And then we skipped to high school when we finally made it. Ninth grade was filled with Mr. Nolte's eventful science classes and trench warfare with Mr. Clemenson. And the shock that we were finally in high school set in, and now somehow we were the giant monsters of the hallway. Well, most of us were. Some of us haven't, or never will, reached that scary height level. I'm looking at you, Olivia. And now, with our caps and gowns on, we realize that we made a huge mistake. We pressed the fast-forward button. Our future is ahead of us. There will be bigger buildings to navigate and even more scary monsters to conquer. But I'm not worried for us. I know that we are a passionate, special group of kids. And I'm not concerned of what the future will hold for us. I'm excited to see what we can accomplish. An overused Dr. Seuss quote has been running in my head these past few weeks. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. I know I can hear some of my classmates cringe at this, mostly Liam, but it's true. This quote has definitely been stuck in my head. Whenever I get teary-eyed about facing the end of this chapter in our lives, I remind myself to smile. Smile at my classmates right now, or smile at all the fun memories we've made with each other these past few years. I could stand here all day and list off all of the fun memories we've made at LAC, but there is not enough time in this program. So I'll just say that my favorite memory from LAC is the one that we will be making later today. The moment when we stand together on the lawn and throw our caps into the air will be a memory that I will cherish forever and I will never forget. I am very thankful to be able to share this special time with all of you. And now I'd like to say thank you to all the teachers and staff that have helped us to get this to this point. I know we are not an easy group of kids to deal with. Ms. Royce can attest to that in academic writing. But I'm very thankful for all the teachers and staff that have helped us. I know that we are not the best class in the whole world. I know we can procrastinate a lot, much like I did writing this speech. Thank you, Mr. Swatsky, for being patient with me. I know we can be wild and goofy sometimes, but we've all managed to get here. Every single one of us has an interest, and we will not stop until our goals are fulfilled. Again, I'm so proud to be a part of the class of 22. We're very passionate, and I'd like to think that we have a good head on our shoulders. Now, if you listen closely, you can hear Mr. Biergon and Mr. Benson giggling at this. They'd maybe think otherwise. And now, closing this speech, I'd like to say thank you to this class. Thank you for being my friend, and thank you for sticking around all these years. I'll see a few of you at graduations over the next few days. And some of you, I won't see until our class reunion. And it's sad to say, but some of you, I probably will never see again after this day. But again, thank you. Thank you for making these last 2 years something to truly remember. You guys are amazing, and I'll never forget to be a part of the class of 2022.
Thank you, Amaya. At this time, the Lacaparra Valley Band, under the direction of Mrs. Nicole Markworth, will perform Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. Thank you.
Nice hustle, Amaya. Our second student address will come from Layla Poost. Layla is the daughter of Kim and Natalie Poost. She has two sisters, Micaiah and Adeline. Throughout her years at Lackapaw Valley, she's been involved in dance, track, student council, NHS, FFA, yearbook, asset builders, concert choir, Agapes, and Valley Dance District. Layla plans to attend North Dakota State University for finance. Ladies and gentlemen, Layla Poots.
Good afternoon, everyone. To quote the great Andy Bernard from The Office, I wish there was a way to know you're in the good old days before you've actually left them. Seniors, we've often reminisced on what we call our good old days. Elementary school holiday parties, recess that went by way too fast, AR tests, the first time Appleton and Madison elementary schools came together, and the rivalry finally ended. And that one middle school dance, if you know, you know. We look back on these memories and get a sentimental feeling of longing and wish that time wouldn't have gone by so fast. We wish that we could relive those moments of being carefree, having no responsibilities, and living life with no regrets. But when we constantly dwell on these memories, we forget that these are our good old days here too. Braden and Mason's surprise visits on the Sunday night after our ninth grade group chat. Hayden's touchdown push-ups every Friday night football game. The boys with their Spider-Man pose and their dance at the Winter Pet Fest. And Jacob's perfect timing after the squirrel fight. We can't afford to miss what's happening right now, because these moments disappear as quickly as they can. So I have one question for everyone today. Are you living in the moment, or are you just surviving and letting life pass you by? Life easily slips through our fingers when we dwell on anything but today. We all get so caught up in what's happened and what's next. We get stuck in the past, dwelling on old memories and regrets, and we miss out on making new memories and learning from those regrets. The past is in the past, and we have no way of changing it. So why are we trying to? There's a quote that goes, "Never regret a day in your life. Good days give you happiness, bad days give you experience." I truly believe that everything happens for a reason. Even if it doesn't make sense right now, every little piece will fall into place at exactly the right time. You all are in the right place at the right time, right here, right now. We also get stuck in the future, trying to plan out every next move and worrying about what could go wrong. But our future doesn't even exist yet, so why worry about it? The moments we spend worrying are moments we will never get back. So remember that this too shall pass in every situation. If we live too far into our future, we take our present for granted. We can try to live our lives on our Pinterest boards and Instagram feeds, cultivating our dream life and aesthetic, what we want to live like in the future. But this only takes away from the precious moments that we have right now. Living starts now, not in the future. It doesn't start once we've bought our dream wardrobe, or once we've bought our dream house, or even when we get our dream job. So don't wait until you've reached your perfect version of yourself to start living. Your perfect version of yourself is ever-changing, and you'll never be satisfied if you obsess over it. So stop worrying and stop trying to control your future. There's a quote that says, if you're angry, because you're living in the past. And if you're fearful, because you're living in the future. But when you're at peace, that's when you know that you're living in the present. Today is ours. If we waste time dwelling on the past or trying to live too far into the future, then we will waste our present. So don't wait to start living until it's too late. Live like there's no tomorrow. Be present and intentional in everything you do, and cherish each moment, because as we know, it'll be gone in a second. Congratulations, class of 2022. Lacaparo Valley, you have given me the best years of my life with the best people to enjoy it with. I'm sad it's over, but I'm so glad that it's all happened. Thank you.
Dang it, Layla. All right. At this time, I would like to ask Addison Bond to come to the stage. Today, we honor our seniors on their academic accomplishments. Addie is the daughter of Clint and Chris Bond. She has two brothers, Austin and Aaron, and one sister, Aiden. While at Lacaparo Valley, she has been involved in volleyball, basketball, softball, NHS, and Yes Team. After high school, Addie plans to attend South Dakota State University for nursing. Today, I would like to congratulate Addie on being the salutatorian of the class of 2022. To earn this honor, Addie has earned a cumulative GPA of 3.98. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me in recognizing this year's salutatorian, Addie Bond. Next, I would like to ask Layla Poos to come to the stage. Layla is the daughter of Kim and Natalie Poos. She has two sisters, Micaiah and Adeline. While at Lacaparo Valley, she's been involved in dance, track, student council, NHS, FFA, yearbook, Asset Builders, Concert Choir, Agapes, and Valley Dance District. After high school, Layla plans to attend North Dakota State University for finance. Today, I would like to congratulate Layla on being the valedictorian of the class of 2022. And to earn this honor, Layla earned a cumulative GPA of 3.994. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me in recognizing this year's valedictorian, Layla P. At this time, we will watch the senior slideshow that was created by senior Addison Molden and assisted by Briar Kalla. I would like to give a special thanks to Addison and Briar for all the time and effort that they put into this presentation and trying mightily to gather pictures from all seniors. We hope you enjoy the show and the memory.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
At this time, the Lacaparra Valley Concert Choir, under the direction of Mr. Chad Felton, will perform We Can Dream. Thank you. At this time, it is my pleasure to present to you the senior class of 2022. The senior class of 2022 has successfully completed the courses required by the Minnesota Department of Education and the Lacaparra Valley Board of Education and are now eligible to receive their diplomas from Lacaparra Valley High School. Assisting with the distribution of the diplomas is Lacaparra Valley Board of Education members Scott Kahn, and Shannon Denke, as well as Superintendent Rick Ellingworth. We ask that you please hold your applause until all diplomas have been awarded. For the first row, please stand up to receive your diplomas. Caden Michael Alpress. Alexander Jeremy Benke. No hug, Xander. Addison Christine Bond. Mason John Bremer. Tori Ann Bungarden. Haley Marie Coyle. Hunter William Kahn. Carly Jean David. Caden Brian Fernholz. Nicholas Joseph Fisher. William Jason Gies. Ella Jean Gage. Sarah Marie Halverson. Ella Marie Hammerud. Elizabeth Marie Hansen. Zoe LaRonda Helgamo. Amaya Jade Henry. Brandon Marshall Johnson. Briar Rose Kalha. Johnson Kicho Cantito. Taylor Rose Kittleson. Michaela Lynn Kep. Braden Sean Kranz. Hayden Gary Kranz. Landon Matthew Kranz. Dylan Ryan Matlock. Austin Lawrence Matura. Chase Anton Messer. Megan Lynn Mathun. Addison Lynn Molden. Derek Edward Molden. Dane Riley Mortensen. Hannah Marissa Newman. Haley Cassie Oslin. Layla Olivia Hoost. Liam Wallace Riggenhagen Risch. Michaela Marie Rittenauer. Riley Ann Swatsky. Tyler Joshua Chickadams. Landon Stephen Sherm. Jacob Isaac Stelt. Peyton Stephen Sterud. Olivia Renee Stoik. Dylan James Walter Tracy. Brock William Traeger. Charles Brandon Halstead. Lucas Cade Vasek. Tucker Reed Vox. Cole John Wangler. Avery Thomas Whitnabel. Blake Stephen Wolfschlager. Graduates, please rise. Please move your tassels from the right side to the left side of your cap. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a round of applause for our Lackawanna Valley 2022. Class of 2022. You've crossed the finish line to this milestone event in your life. And I emphasize this milestone. Because there's certainly going to be many more to come. But what a journey this one has been. I'm sure there's a variety of emotions that are stirring in each of you right now. Many are excited about what the future holds. Can't wait for the freedoms of college, college life, what that will bring. Anxious to meet new people, experience new endeavors, and simply put, to spread your wings and fly. And while some of you fall into that category, there are others that are nervous, anxious, uncertain, that this is a bittersweet accomplishment. The safety net of what you've known most of your life is changing. And while your emotions and feelings at this moment, for this milestone, may have stark differences, there's one thing that's consistent in each one of you. And that is that each of you is prepared for the next endeavor. You are ready for the next moment. But before we officially push you out of the nest, I'd like to share a few pieces of advice that I hope will be helpful for you on this new journey. The first piece of advice I have for you is to embrace the fact that there is no better teacher than experience. And when you don't have life experiences, like many of you don't have at this point in your life, it's important to lean on people that do. And by leaning on those people, I'm talking about your family members and the people that are close to you that you trust and love. You see, when I was your age, I thought I knew an awful lot. My parents, they didn't know much at all. Then I got to college, and I realized I wasn't quite as smart as I thought I was. And my parents, day by day, became a little bit more intelligent. It was weird how that happened. And now at my age, what I think I know is that I am able to learn from anyone, but especially those with life experiences. Those that are seasoned in the game of life, just like my parents. And just like your parents and family members that are close to you. So Landon Sherm, can I tell everybody about a little story when you were working at the bank in town? Oh, you didn't work at the bank in town? Well, can I just pretend that you did in this little story? Perfect, I appreciate that. So one day, Landon's working at the bank in town and an elderly lady comes into the bank and asked Landon, he gives her a card and has to have $10 withdrawn out of her account. And you know Landon, not a very patient person, you know, not very kind, gets the sarcasm here. And he says, kind of snootily to the elderly woman, for withdrawals less than $100, you need to use the ATM machine. Well, the elderly woman asks why, and Landon, of course, in his true nature, irritably says to her, well, these are the rules, ma'am. Please leave if you have no other matter, if there's a line of customers behind you. Can't you just see Landon acting like that? So the old lady remained silent for a few seconds and then handed the card back to Landon and said, you know, please help me withdraw all the money that I have in the bank. Well, Landon went to look at it and was astonished to see the amount of money that she had, and he leans over and whispers to her and says, ma'am, you have $300,000 in your account. The bank doesn't have that much cash on hand, so could you please make an appointment and come back tomorrow? Of course, Landon's very nice at this particular point. The elderly lady asks how much she could withdraw immediately because she's a little taken back by what's all happened. And Landon, now very friendly and respectful, says you can take $3,000 out. So she has to have that $3,000 taken out of her account. Landon gives it to her. She takes the money, grabs $10, puts it in her purse, hands the rest of it back to Landon and says, now please deposit $2,990 back into my account. Hang in there if you're not following with the math right now. So the moral of this story is, first, don't be difficult with elderly people. They've spent a lifetime of learning the skills. Second, always be kind, even when it's hard. There's a little quote that I've heard that says, if you have to choose between being kind and being right, choose being kind because you will always be right. And lastly, along the way, you will make mistakes. And they will only define you if you let them. If the lesson is learned, the mistake will be worth it. You're not a prisoner to your past, and you're always allowed to grow. The second piece of advice I have for you is to work hard for whatever you want. This world owes you nothing. It does not care who you are, where you come from, or what you think you deserve. Everything you achieve will not come from your own, everything you achieve will need to come from your own passion and commitment, and it's likely going to be hard. However, that does not mean that the journey to achieve your goals will not be rewarding along the way. The fact that it's hard, well, that's what's going to make it worth it. You are young, and yet you sit before us today having experienced the fact that hard work and commitment to your goals does pay off, as you each are going to walk out of here with a diploma in your hand. And there's a few other examples along the way. I look out, Jacob. Jacob, you lost your mom at a young age. Things have not been easy for you. We've had lots of conversations. But look at you today, buddy. I couldn't be prouder. Those of you in multiple extracurricular activities, think of how you've managed your time over the years. Practices, competitions, fundraisers, work, etc. And oh, by the way, make sure you get your assignments turned in on time, and make sure you complete everything to the high standards that we expect of you. And you know what? You've knocked it out of the park. Layla and Addie, in a class full of high academic achievers, you've maintained academic excellence, achieving near-perfect GPAs. Do you know how impressive that is? Heck, we could take Superintendent Ellingworth's high school GPA, multiply it by 2, and he still wouldn't have you guys beat. Sorry. Guess they have a meeting on Tuesday morning. Landon Kranz, the man of many words, gets a 34 on his first ACT and wants to strive for that perfect score of 36. That is driven, Landon. Landon, I don't even know how to spell ACT. What I'm saying here is we have a group of hard workers prepared to enter a society that's hungry for you and your skill set. Don't settle for mediocrity. Grit your teeth, set your goals, and work like crazy to achieve them. There will be times that you feel like giving up, and then all of a sudden, things will happen, and you'll be grateful that you didn't quit. If you're not willing to work for it and sacrifice for it, then it's really not appropriate to complain about not having it. To sum up my point of working hard, I want to share a poem that was in Bucky Massey's funeral brochure. Bucky was a prominent member in the Appleton community who passed away at the end of this March, and the poem read like this. There are two kinds of people on earth today. Two kinds of people, no more I say. Not the sinner and saint, for it's well understood. The good are half bad, the bad are half good. Not the rich and the poor, for to rate a man's wealth, you must first know the state of his conscience and health. Not the humble and proud, for in life's little span, who puts on their vain airs is not counted a man. Not the happy and sad, for swift flying year, each man has laughter and each man has tear. No, the two kinds of people on earth I mean are the people who lift and the people who lean. Wherever you go, you will find the earth's masses are always divided in just these two classes. And oddly enough, you will find too, I ween, there's only one lifter to every 20 who lean. In which class are you? Are you easing the load of overtaxed lifters who toil down the road? Are you a leaner, or are you a leaner who lets others bear your portion of labor and worry and care? And I urge you, as you set off into this next venture, to make sure that you are the lifters in your world. The final piece of advice that I have for you today is to always keep your fork. Weird, I know. I heard a story of a young woman who was diagnosed with a terminal illness and was given 3 months to live. As she was getting closer, as she was getting her things in order, she called her pastor to come to the home to see her. She had all of the details in order, the songs that she wanted sung, the scriptures that she wanted read, the clothes that she wanted to be buried in. And as the pastor was getting ready to leave, the lady suddenly remembered that there was something very important to her. "There's one more thing," she said, "and this is very important. I want to be buried with a fork in my right hand." The pastor stood looking at the young lady, not really knowing what to say. He said, "Well, to be honest, I'm a little bit puzzled at your request." So the young woman explained, "My grandmother once told me the story, and from that time on, I've always tried to pass along its message to those I love and those in need of encouragement. In all my years of attending socials and dinners, I always remember that when the dishes to the main course were being cleared, someone would inevitably lean over and say, 'Keep your fork.' It was my favorite part because I knew something even bigger and better was coming, like strawberry cheesecake or apple pie, but something wonderful and with substance." She said, "So when people see me lying in that casket with a fork in my right hand, I want them to wonder, what's with the fork? And I want you to tell them, keep your fork because the best is yet to come. So graduates, when you come down to my office today after the ceremony, I have a fork for you that Mr. Giles did some engraving on that says, 'Class of 2022, the best is yet to come.' Your life is full of possibilities and amazing experiences. So when you're feeling anxious or things seem tough, just hold on to your fork and realize that the best truly is yet to come." Class of 2022. Congratulations on this amazing accomplishment. Honestly, having a front row seat to the trials and tribulations that you've already experienced has been a gift. You are blessed in so many ways and have left a mark on me that will be meaningful forever. Graduates, remember to tap into your wisdom and experience that is all around you. Dream big and stay positive. Work hard and enjoy the journey. And remember to always keep your fork because the best is yet to come. Graduates, I hope amazing things happen to you. And when they do, I hope you believe that you are worthy of every single one of them. Congratulations and best wishes.
Congratulations going out to the Lac Parle Valley graduating class of 2022. Here on Q92, our coverage of graduation ceremonies this year brought to you by Appleton Dental Care, Tofty Auto Sales, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Appleton Oil Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Prairie Sun Bank of Milan, Marietta, and Appleton, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Farmers and Merchant State Bank, Myers Electric, Ludwig's and Tiling. Commencement coverage brought to you by Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance Company of Appleton, Whitnable Construction, Sowearable Designs Incorporated, Appleton Chamber of Commerce, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, State Farm Insurance, Nate Vandervelde, Appleton, Dove Ag Services, Heather Floral and Nursery, Lac Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Appleton Building Center. Coverage of commencement exercises at Lac Parle Valley this year also brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison, the Western Guard, Northern Plains Tiling, Zarbach Funeral Home, Madison Beauty Salon, Swenson, Nelson & Stiltz Attorneys, Madison Bottling, REC, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light & Power Association, Brian Tebben Farm Bureau, Madison Dental Clinic, Dr. Brandon Alstead, Madison Healthcare Services, Schulke Electric, Thole Electric, Rusty Duck & Dawson, Cargill, United Prairie Bank, Madison Area Chamber of Commerce, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, and the United Prairie Agency. Thanks for joining us for commencement coverage here on Q92 for 2022.
In Minnesota, we golf differently. Sure, we count our birdies. And if you're lucky, an eagle. You can plan on a few mulligans in the land of 10,000 water hazards. If you can call Lake Superior a water hazard. And when the fairway turns into a deer crossing, well, that's just par for the course. So take the cart path less traveled. Only in Minnesota. Visit exploreminnesota.com.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 83, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight 64, cloudy skies expected. Overcast tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely 83. Turning much cooler Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the low 60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday. Another look at the short range, high of 83 this afternoon, lows level off around 64 tonight, we should top off around 83 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Q92 Country. Right now, 79.
Right now, it's 228.
Prairie Sportsman on Pioneer PBS celebrates our love of the outdoors to hunt, fish, and recreate amid Minnesota's vast resources of lakes, rivers, trails, and grasslands. The weekly half-hour show, hosted by Brett Amundson, takes viewers around the state, rock climbing in southwest Minnesota's Blue Mounds State Park, snowmobiling to the northwest angle, steelhead trout fishing on North Shore streams, and tracking majestic golden eagles in southeast Minnesota. Watch Prairie Sportsman Sunday nights 7:30 and Monday at 12:30 on Pioneer PBS.
You're entering that classic dimension of sight and sound. This is your next stop. American Hit List. With your guide, M.G. Kelly.
Well, just when you thought it was safe to relax and take it easy, here.